is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. European countries have begun to close schools and cancel surgeries, going well beyond curbs on social life as overwhelmed authorities face their nightmare scenario of a COVID-19 resurgence right before the onset of winter. Most European nations eased lockdowns over the summer to start reviving economies, already heading for unprecedented downturns and job losses from the pandemic's first wave. But the return of normal activity from packed restaurants to new university terms fueled a sharply rising spike in cases all over the continent. The Czech Republic, which has Europe's worst rate per capita, has shifted schools to distance learning, and hospitals started cutting non-urgent medical procedures to free up beds. Bars, restaurants, and clubs have shut. In Belgium, with Europe's second worst infection rate per capita, hospitals now have to reserve a quarter of their beds for COVID-19 patients. Wednesday, the French government declared a public health state of emergency, giving officials greater powers to impose new measures to contain the spread of COVID-19. The government said in a statement, quote, "It justifies the declaration of a state of emergency so that measures can be adopted, which are strictly proportionate to the public health risks." The statement did not say what action the government would take, but the adoption of a state of emergency gives the authorities statutory powers to impose tough measures. Russia will resume flights to Japan, Cuba, and Serbia, the government said Wednesday. The government said it had authorized 2 flights a week to the Serbian capital, Belgrade, as well as 2 flights a week to 2 Cuban airports and 3 flights to Tokyo. This is VOA News.